It amazes me how we like to faff around when it comes to all kinds of things in life, and our websites are one of them. If you want users to do something, ask them. Tell them what it is that you want them to do. The number of websites that I go on that are cryptic in some way, that, you know, they present their products and their services and all the rest of it, but they don't ask users to do anything. Don't ask them to buy the product. Don't ask them to fill in a form. Don't ask them to download a PDF. It's all just there, but the user isn't particularly asked to do it. It's all just presented to them, and it's almost like the website owner is going, yeah, do what you want. But actually, we need to be much more proactive. We mustn't be afraid of telling users what it is that we want them to do and encouraging them to do it. It's something that's been known in sales for a long time. You have to actually bring the user to a point where you're saying to them, so, you ready to buy? Is now the moment? Come on, guys, you know, and actually push them to a point where they will make a decision. I think sometimes we don't ask users to do stuff for fear that they'll say no. Or alternatively, we don't ask them to do something because we fear we might upset them. But ultimately, if we're not actually getting them to complete our call to action, to do what it is we want them and need them to do, then the whole website's a little bit pointless, isn't it? You have to get them to complete that call to action. You'll see it very prominently on the new BioAgriWorld website that I launched today. I have a section called Hire Me. I'm not hiding that away. I have a bloody big button at the bottom of the footer of my website that says View the Headscape website. You're left in no doubt as to what I want users to do, and there is a damn good reason for that. Because ultimately, the BioAgriWorld website is pointless if people don't take action. I spend a lot of my work time working on that site, and ultimately it needs to generate leads for my web design agency, Headscape. If it doesn't, it's a nice personal project, but I can't really justify the amount of time I spend on it. And that will be true with your website as well. If it's anything other than a personal blog, you need to get people to complete a call to action. You need to not be afraid to say, this is what I want you to do.